Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Klaim, the laws of forbidden mixtures in the Seva's Rhyme. We will continue on the theme of the previous parak regarding Klai Kerem, specifically regarding making the grapevine prohibited and about planting above and beneath the grapevine. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding Klaim that's in the vineyard or near the vineyard. Hazreya Yarek Oitvu Bakerem. Someone plants vegetables or grain in the vineyard, which those are the variables, those are the entities that make it problematic for claim. Or even if it doesn't plant it, but it just maintains until it grows a 200th, which we explained in the previous parak, that's evaluated by drying up, because as Yerushalmi explains, the drying up period is the same amount of how long it takes to grow. And this is all talking about a pre-existing vineyard, because in contrast, the vegetable or the grain that's planted right now problematically, that would become prohibited right away when it takes root. But we're talking about that it's a pre-existing. So if it adds a 200th of the growth, so harid mekadesh min hagfan meshes fifaisav. So it's going to make prohibited from the grapevine that's around it in a radius of sheish esri amal l'chol rach, 16 amas in every direction, which that's what a radius is. It's from the midpoint going out in every single direction. And we're talking about gulis, it makes it in a circle, and not in a square, which that is the growth of how long it grows. It grows up until an area of 16 amas, and therefore that's the area that's going to make prohibited. And v'rayin kol igel, we view the whole circle, shidachavai shtaim eshleishim amas, which the diameter, which the width, is obviously 2 times the radius, which is 16 times 2, is 32 amas. So we view that whole area, ki'ilu hu kule moli yerek, as if it's all full up with vegetables. And therefore, v'chol gefen sh'ti b'teich igolzeh, so any grapevine that's in that circle, niskat shem yerek, becomes prohibited with the vegetables. Now, v'chol shechutz li'igol, whatever's out of the circle, any miskatches does not become prohibited. Now, locha beis, but when do we say this? It's b'shehoyu bein sivso hi'igol azeh. Only if you have, between the edge of this virtual circle, and between the rows of the grapevines that are beyond that, at least if it's Yesa al Arba Amas, as more than Dalar Amas. But let's say you have, with this circle, you have, regarding the rows that are beyond that, you have between them either exactly 4 Amas or less, then actually, Royness the Eagle, then we view that circle as if it even reached the row that's near it. And as if the diameter of the circle is actually our boy mama, not just 32 amas, but we're adding on the 4 amas on either side to make it a total of 40 amas. So we view every grapevine that falls into this now extended circle of 40 amas, Hare Miskadeshes, that's going to be forbidden as klein. Now, halacha gimel b'medvam, when do we say this? Is b'zireya o'mikayim t'chakerem. If you're planting or at least maintaining this grain or these vegetables in a vineyard, aval hazireya chutz l'kerem. But if let's say someone plants outside of the vineyard, v'samachlay, and near it, well then, it has a different qualification. Not like we're saying, oh, you're inside, and therefore we go with the growths of the nourishment which goes up until 16 amas. Here, halacha is more lenient. So here it makes prohibited 2 rows, shall gefanim, of the grapevine, hasmuchas lazer, which is near the vegetation that you're planting right near it, right outside it. And this goes ba'irich kol hazera, along the length of the entire plants that you planted. And the yaser, arba ames chutz lazer, and additionally it goes another dalet ames, which is going to be on either side. That extends more in the length, another 4 amas beyond of where you planted the other seeds, because you didn't necessarily plant the entire length of the vineyard. So we're going to go, however, another dalet amas on either side. And umiskadish min hazera, and it's going to make prohibited from the zera, from the seeds that you planted, roichab arba amas, a width of dalet amas, ba'urich kol hashur shal karma, along the entire length of the row of the vineyard. Now this is only if you planted on the side of a vineyard. So we first spoke about planting in the vineyard, which that's the most severe. That's for a radius of 16 amas. There's if you plant right outside, so that's more lenient. That's going to be for an area of dalid, width of dalid along the entire length, and another dalid amas beyond that of where you planted. Now, but that's on the side of a vineyard. Now, let's say vimzor b'tzad gevin yechidus. Let's say you planted on the side of just a singular grapevine, not of a vineyard, a grapevine. That's only going to make prohibited from the seeds, only an area of six tefachim in every side, meaning a radius of six tefachim, and not the dalar amas that we just described, if it's on the side of a vineyard. Halacha dal deram continues regarding the area of different types of plantations. So yalda poches mitefach. Let's say you have a young tree, a young sapling, that's less than a handbreadth. Well, then the Mekadesh is Zerum. So that type of grapevine is not going to make the Zerum that you plant near it forbidden as Klein. Now, but Midrum, when do we say this? It's B'shtayim k'negishtayim b'achas yetzizanav, which has the minimum size of a vineyard. We have two opposite another two, and one coming out like a tail. That's the minimum of a vineyard of five. So if that's a very, very small vineyard, because meaning the vines themselves are not even a tefach, and it's the minimum size of five, then it's not going to make it problematic. But if the entire vineyard, it's a huge vineyard, and it was a yalda, it was small, then the reason Mekadosh then actually would make the seeds prohibited as the halach of Klein. Halacha hey, shtei ganos zoy al gav zoy. Let's have two gardens, one on top of the other, which means say there's obviously an elevation, a vertical elevation going from the lower vineyard to the higher, to the lower garden to the higher garden. So hatachtoy nasu yikam. Let's say the lower garden was made as a vineyard. So Zareya is El Yoyna, so you could plant other vegetation of the upper garden. Only Achu Magila Avra Sar Tzvacham Krav Lekerem. Only, which means even if you're planting on the vertical elevation, you could only plant until you get within 10 Tzvacham of the airspace of the vineyard, which is on the lower garden. And the reason is, Sha'avra Sar Tzvacham Samach Lekerem, Oy Legevin Yechidis, because the airspace of 10 Tzvacham, which is near the vineyard, or to even a singular vine, is Asal Azrayim, and I'll plant other vegetation over there. Now, let's say let's say the upper garden was planted as a vineyard. So Hariz Azrayim is a tachtoin, so you could plant grain or other vegetables of the lower garden, even on the elevation, only until you get within three tefachim from the roots of the vines. Once you get within three tefachim from the roots, that's considered part of that, and that would be considered as a problem buckline. Halacha Vav. If someone had his field planted with vegetables or grain, I changed my mind. I want to plant a vineyard over there, which obviously those two types are forbidden as klein. So what you have to do is, so first you have to turn over those vegetables with a plow, and then you can plant the vineyard over there. You shouldn't first plant and then turn over the soil. Now, let's say it's in the two gefanim. Let's say the other way around. Let's say it was planted as a vineyard. But now you change your mind. You want to go ahead and plant a grain field over there. So, Omeshar says a gefanim. You have to first uproot the vines. Then you can plant those seeds. Now, but let's say you want to chop down the vines. Actually, until you're not going to have only less than the tefach from the ground. So then actually, in that case, you actually allowed to plant already, let's say, that vegetable patch or the grain field, and then then you can go ahead and uproot what's left over in the ground from the grapevine. Halacha Zayin Ram continues regarding as this applies to the grafting of a vineyard, which is hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz. Someone grafting is essentially maintaining the original tree, but taking some part of it, whether it be the bottom of that tree with the roots or some branch from it. But here we're taking hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz. Someone is extending, essentially, the vine in the ground. So even if he's extending this vine in a dried gourd, it's like a type of pumpkin type of a vegetable, v'nasas kesilin, became like a cylinder for the vine, or b'tich silin shel charis. So even let's say in a cylinder of earthenware, if the earth on top of this, which obviously this extension of the vine is going underground, if the earth on top of it is three tefachim or more, so you're allowed to plant other vegetation on top of it with that earth separating. Now, but let's say on top of this, what you're extending of the grapevine in the ground, this havracha, is less than three tefachim of earth, then also Israel, but they now plant on top of it, because that's considered, like we said, within three tefachim. which would be a forbidden mixture. But a mitzvah is rebetzid, but you allow to plant on the side of it. Halacha ches. Let's say v'richa b'sela. Let's say we're extending this grapevine in sela, which is hard, rocky ground. And even if you don't have earth on it, but just that of 3 finger breadths, which obviously much less than 3 hand breadths, mutlahavis are allowed, you're allowed to plant other vegetables on top of it. Now, when do we say this? Only if the roots of the vine are not visible. Meaning to say, because you had extended the grapevine totally on the ground. But if let's say it's visible, because you only grafted the branch, but you see the roots above ground, then you have to distance 6 tefachim in every direction. And then only v'achach yezra, and only beyond 6 tefachim could you plant other vegetation. Just like you have to distance from any even singular grapevine, which wasn't grafted, like we're going to explain later on in the 7th parak in Halacha Aleph. Now Halacha Tes. Hamavrich Sholish Gefanim. If someone goes and grafts these 3 grapevines, the Kareim Nirin, and their base, their roots, are visible. So, Imyesh Bineim, so if you have between them, which is between these grapevines, and also between the second row of the grapevines, you have Me'arba Amas Hachmoin, you have between 4 and 8 Amas, which that is the measurement of a required distance between grapevines to consider it into a vineyard. So if you have that distance, Harel Mitzar from the Sharkfan Mo'im. So that combines, even though it's not really essentially a separate grapevine, but it's like considered as such, where you see the base coming out, as like as if it's coming out as if it's own, because it's all on the ground, as if it's its own grapevine. So it combines for all the other standing grapevines to combine to consider as a vineyard, which you have to have the minimum of 5. Okay, it's as if you didn't graft it, it's as if it's its own entity. But if not, if you don't have between 4 and 8, if you have less than 4, if you have more than 8, then in mustarfas, then they don't combine to be considered as a separate vine to make that of a vineyard. Halacha yud. Now let's say how you pachas mishalas. Let's say there was less than 3, so then in mustarfin, then they don't combine to the row that's near it. Rather, the bruchus becomes nullified regarding the vest that you're grafting it from. Again, then it's not considered as part of a vineyard, and it's like consider each one as an individual vine. And like we said, you have to distance it 6 tefachim as a radius of 6 tefachim, and then you can plant. Lachid Avdaram continues regarding planting beneath a trellis and other things that the vines, as they normally do, as they hang higher up. So, if someone plants vegetables or grain, whatever it is, beneath the branches or the leaves that come out from the grapevine, or is it kiddush, that would make it problematic. And even though this other vegetables is planted very far from the root of the vine, which where it comes out of the ground, doesn't make a difference. These are all considered extensions of the grapevine, and it would be problematic if you're in that airspace. Halacha yud beis. Let's say hidlas agefen. Let's say you hung the vine on miktzas afif yaris, on part of a trellis, which is some type of a structure that you hang the branches of the vine over. Lo yizra tachas meiser afif yaris. So you actually shouldn't plant, again, the problematic vegetation, even under the other part of the trellis. The afapishen aleim lo elam leisrigan. Even that part of the trellis, which is this bars and a frame, that you don't have any leaves or branches over there. Now, Vimzar, if you did plant, okay, since there is no vegetation beneath the part that's covered with the vine, there is a mutta is going to be permitted. And, the same halacha applies if, let's say, someone hung over hagefen, the grapevine, al mixes badi ilon, on some of the branches of a tree, which did not bear fruit, like a cedar tree, vabroish, and pine tree. And it's going to have the same halacha. It's essentially like a trellis because it's not its own entity because it doesn't produce fruit. So it's like just containing the grapevine. In contrast, Avon Hidla Mixas Ilan Machab, let's say if you hung the grapevine over part of a fruit-bearing tree, then actually Harizim Mutla Zorei Tachas Badi Ilan Shalei Nimshach Aleim Sariga Gevin. Actually, then allowed a plant beneath the other branches of the tree, which one has not extended the branches of the vine over that. And the reason for that is because a person does not nullify a fruit tree and make it, so to speak, just like a trellis for the vines. So therefore, the extended part that doesn't have it over is not really as like nullified to the trellis, as if it's all a trellis. And the nimshachasrigim achashazar. But let's say the branches of the vine do extend after you had already planted, which you were allowed to, under the other parts of the tree, besocho alazera, and then it goes and hangs over the seeds. Then you should go and take them somewhere else again, because that would be a problem. Halachiyat gimel hazrei tachas meisah hafefiores. Let's say someone plants, like we said, beneath the area of which was the rest of the trellis, which you didn't have branches of the vine. Oitachas meisah ilan shein nois the pears, or beneath the other parts of the tree that does not produce fruit, which this is a little bit more prohibited because we do view it as all a trellis. And the nimshachos sarigah hagefim besach azraim, and the branches of the grapevine extend, and now they're hanging over those other vegetation. Haris asla kaimoi oilahagza sarigim. So then you're not allowed to maintain it or to bring back, and to bring back the branches. What should you do? In this case, you have to uproot the crops. You can't leave it over there. Halacha yadalt kanam hayetzim min ha'aris. If you have reeds that are coming out from the aris, which is essentially the elevated part of the trellis, now b'chasalim lefaskam, and he's concerned, doesn't want to cut them off, kedush liyashchas hafefiyar, so that it doesn't ruin the trellis. So harizim mutl is dry tachtim. He's actually allowed to plant these other vegetation beneath it, because that's not really considered as part of the hafefiyaris, only if his intention is to hang over it the branches that are sprouting, and here it's just he doesn't want to ruin it. Now, but if he left him, let's say he left it because no, he wants actually to have that the branches and the leaves that come out should go over them. Well, then Hariz also is right after them. Then we said that's problematic. You're not a plant beneath them. If you have a branch that's coming out from this aris, this part of the trellis, or similarly, which is that's when you have a grapevine that's hanging but without a trellis. So if you have a branch coming out, so we view as if there's a plumb line, which is this type of a weight, which is a straight line, you view it as if it's coming down until the ground, and you'll plant beneath that. And so if someone, let's say, is stretching out a vine from one tree to another tree, again, it would be problematic, it would be prohibited to plant beneath that, again, because you can't plant beneath the grapevine. Now, let's say someone ties a rope or a rubber into the branch. The kasha reisha echad beilon, and he ties the other end into a tree. He's allowed to plant beneath that rope, and since his intention is not to have the branches go over that, as we explained halacha yadal, that would be permitted. Now, but let's say if he did stretch out this rope, kedush halchol v'asrigim b'alim, so that the branches and the leaves of the grapevine should go over it, again, havin harei kafefiyos, that has the halachic status as a trellis, and ba'asal zaretachdim, then it would be prohibited to plant beneath that.